Don't be so fast, slow it down to a drunken party. things golden for my love. She said, please be kind and load my gun. Please be brave and kill for fun. We'll be right back.
fuck.
Okay.
You know how mad, you know how angry you're making me?
Back on.
Do you know how angry you are making me?
What?
You have no idea how angry you have made me and also how much you've hurt my feelings. I'm not going to yell. I'm going to try to talk quietly. From the way that you behave and the things that you do and the way you talk. I'm telling you, all you have to do.
Good night, honey. Good night. Good night. You're not getting them. I'm sorry I have to hurt your feelings, but you're putting yourself in that position.
No, I am not putting myself in that position. Don't good.
Your
fucking friends can fuck off.
Hello. Will you get off the phone? I have people waiting for me now. You're not getting them.
Around.
Will you stop?
I don't want Andy.
Get off the phone.
I am not going to start doing
like
this
either.
Again.
Good night. Stop and get off my phone.
Living my life this way.
Then don't call here anymore.
Andy.
Get off my phone and don't call me anymore. Ever. You understand? I'll have you arrested. I will use Kathy's phone to call the police and I will have you arrested and I have all the proof here on tape that what you're doing.
Andy, I want those tapes.
You're not getting the tapes. Drop the subject. You're not getting them. You're going to have to get them away by court of law. That's all. That's right.
What are you, crazy? I'm not your friend. Is something wrong with your head?
You're not my friend if you're trying to get those tapes. You're not getting these tapes. So, look, goodbye.
I don't want anyone to my tapes.
What? Well, we're not saying anything.
No, but she wants those tapes. Say, what does she want?
What does she want?
She wants the tapes.
She wants the tapes.
Yeah, she wants the tapes.
This is getting pretty serious.
It's getting out of hand. Well, it was months ago, but now it is again.
Where is this going to lead to, I wonder?
I don't know. I don't know. I think this could be a real masterpiece, this whole record.
This could do it.
This really could be a masterpiece. I mean, it would be dramatic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The concept would be funny because it's real. But it would be dramatic at the same time. It would really be a great record.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great. You just call it the tapes.
Yeah, but especially it'll be good, like if she runs you over with a car or something.
Yes, yeah, or if she comes over and kills. This could be the last conversations before he got killed.
Well, you better put the tapes somewhere so I know where they're at.
Okay. And Kathy should know. I'll tell Kathy.
Okay.
Because then, okay, I mean, in case she kills me?
Yeah.
I know. Because this would be great, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be great if she kills me?
Yeah.
And these are these, and you have the tapes.
That's right.
You have the tapes, and they go on record and everything. They make a record. It would be better if I was more famous.
Yeah.
And then these are the tapes.
Yeah.
That got him killed.
That's right.
The famous.
He was playing around. He took his own act into his own life.
Yeah.
He played with people's heads, not only on stage but off.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost him at the end.
Wow. Wow. That would be great. Except I don't think I'd want to get killed, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think that part. I wouldn't like that part. But
no,
we could
no,
fake
no.
it.
Huh?
When I'm more famous, we could fake it.
Yeah.
We could do stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah?
Of course.
But then wouldn't people hate me when it turns out I'm really alive?
No, because then every few months you die, right?
Oh,
and then
yeah.
You know what?
What?
And then?
Every few months.
Yeah, that's great. Every few months you die, right?
Yeah.
And then, for a while, everybody says, ah, he's just putting this on. And then, all of a sudden, you die, and I go on TV, and I swear that this time it's true, it's no joke.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm leaving the business, you know. All these people never see you again.
Yeah.
That's it. And for 1 year, nobody hears that. And before, it was like you die, and then a week later, you come back.
Mm-hmm.
this way for 1 year, nobody hears anything. We have a gravestone and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back again.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know how you come back?
Huh.
Just a stupid foreign man, like on the Dick Van Dyke Show or something.
Yeah.
The same thing, the original act.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Your original act, and you could even use a different name. But
yeah.
Sound exactly the same.
What about with a mask?
Huh?
With a mask. Like a wrestler.
Yeah, with a mask, doing the same act.
Yeah.
People say, ah, that's him, that's him.
And
then when you really die,
yeah,
nobody will believe it.
Uh-huh.
Years could go by, and they go, nah.
Like when Jack Benny finally turned, you know, he was always 39, when he really turned 40, they didn't believe it or something.
Right, right. So they won't believe your own death, you'll be immortal.
Mm-hmm.
Kaufman's experimentation became increasingly ambitious.
Doing a routine of comedy that's funny when you're sleeping. Like, you know how people wake up in the middle of the night from a dream they had, they thought it was so funny. And it's the kind of thing where in the waking state it just isn't funny. So do a whole routine of jokes and routines that are funny in the dreaming state. And it's like transcendental humor.
In order to experience his development, please fall into a deep, comfortable state of sleep, and then have a friend or associate play the audio. Please refrain from listening to this track while you are awake, as it will spoil the effect. Remember, only a sleeping mind can appreciate the comedy that is to follow.
I love you more than anyone's ever loved anyone. I love you more than anyone's ever loved anyone. I love you more than anyone's ever loved anyone. I come from 74, I come from 74, I come from 74, and I eat mashed potato. Yabba,
I was reading a book with my back towards the audience, and then I started turning my head like I do when I do Elvis, but and I kept reading the book, but without looking at the book.
All right, you're gonna be my court jester, and you'd better make me laugh, or else your head will be chopped off. But before, but I only need you once in a while. In the meantime, you'll row just like the rest of them.
Only way to reach happiness is at top of mountain. It waits for you.
Fellini.
Oh, hello.
Yes, hello. You are a genius.
Thank you very much.
Your tape recorder give me great happiness. Make me feel new man again.
Thank you very much. It is an honor to
to be speaking to you.
Thank you.
You have been my favorite artist for a long time.
Thank you very much.
And 8 1/2 was big influence on me. There's three. There's the mother and the father and the little baby. They have three cars. For some reason, they're stuck somewhere with three cars. They got to get them back home or whatever. So they say, well, what are we going to do? 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 How are we going to do? There's only two of us. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And a baby and a little kid. And how are we going to drive three cars? What are we going to do? So then joking around, the wife says, well, we can have little Charlie. That's the kid's name. Little Charlie drive. And Charlie says,
yeah, I could drive, Daddy.
So anyway, he teaches the kid how to drive, you know, all the basic things. And the kid, you know, the kid can hardly do it. But with some miracle, hopefully, they'll make it. The father goes, now push your foot on the gas. And the kid does it too much. And you hear, you know, it's in neutral. Car's in neutral. And he says, no, not that much. Just a little. So that's right. You got it. Okay. Okay, well, anyway, they all get in their cars, right, and they start driving. And, of course, immediately, the kid crashes. I mean, you know, you see, like, the three of them from a helicopter view. And, like, you see the Charlie's car just, like, goes right into a tree. I mean, real fast. I mean, you know, maybe gets hurt. I don't know if gets hurt or not. You know, maybe. And, anyway, that's that. See, because everyone's expecting this miracle to happen and then to make it, you know, but he doesn't. Hey.
You're beautiful. I love you all. Thank you very much. I wish I could stay here all night with you. You've been so kind to me.